Praise the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for He has not regarded the low estate of the handmaiden. Behold, henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Driving down the road one dark morning, listening to National Public Radio, when a young woman came on to share her testimony. As a young teenager, even as a child, her father worked two jobs in California in order to bring them out of a dingy trailer into their own home with her own room and her own bed. Her father soon passed away, but her mother worked two jobs to keep that family, this young woman and her sisters, in that home. But one day she returned home from school and found that her bed was gone. She went to her mother and said, "What happened to my bed?" And her mother said, "A family was in great need. A woman had a baby and she needed a bed." And with the insouciant selfishness so endearing in teenagers, the young lady replied, "Not my problem." The mother said, "You don't understand. This family was in real need. Not my problem." And her mother handed her a paper bag. Said, "Start filling it with cans of food." So she filled it about halfway. Her mother said, "No, keep going." So she filled the bag all the way to the top and she said, "Take it out to the car." She toted the bag to the car, said, "Get in." They got in. They drove to a very dingy section of town. And they stopped in front of a one-room hovel. Her mother got out. The young woman got out carrying her bag of groceries. They knocked on the door and stepped in. And at a glance, this young woman realized just how destitute this family was. There was this thin, young, wan woman lying in bed, holding this baby with three other small children around her. And suddenly that young woman heard her own words ringing in her ears. "Not my problem." And she began to cry. She put down the groceries and ran outside weeping, overcome with shame. The mystery of Advent and the wonder of Christmas is that our God could have looked at us in our chaos, in our foolishness, in our selfishness, in our misguided direction, and could have said, "Not my problem." But instead, God looked at us as a divine problem, worthy of divine concentration. And God gave to us the gift of the Christ to bring redemption to our world. Looked upon us in our neediness and thought, "My problem. I must act. I must give. I must love." Young Mary understands the wonder of Advent. She says, "The Lord has not regarded my low estate." The haughty and the proud, the mighty and self-important, they're sure they don't need God. They're self-sufficient. But God will bring them down. But those those who understand realize in astonishment the God of the universe has given Himself unto us. In wonder, Mary cannot help but sing. God has looked upon us in our neediness and poured God's self out for us. And yet there is that impulse in all of us. Let me hoard my time, my talents to myself. Let me love, but let my love just extend to those in my immediate circle. Let me enjoy blessings from God, yes, but let me regard them as my own. Jesus said, if you take that attitude, if you try to save your life for yourself, the irony is you will lose it. The only way to find your life is to understand the wonder of the Advent gift. God acts, God cares, and the only way to receive that gift and to respond is to pour yourself out in likewise fashion. God could have looked upon the world in its chaos and fallenness and said, "Not my problem." But instead, God gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but enjoy the gift of everlasting life with the divine. That is the theme that infuses Advent. That is the theme that lifts up the gift of the Christ. And anyone who would enjoy that gift, anyone who would truly receive it, must look upon the world with compassion and generosity and pour out what we have been given to honor Christ and the God who loves us.